he was a businessman.
Yes.
He started the Chapman Exploration Company.
He did.
Which was an independent oil and gas company.
That's correct.
Talk to us about that. He had already started that by the time you came along.
No. When I went to work for him, it was all in his name, just H.A. Chapman. We incorporated into Chapman Exploration from a liability standpoint, because there's a lot of liability in oil and gas operations. This would have been probably in the mid to late 60s. That company continued until we sold out in 1989. Now, he passed away in 79, but Mrs. Chapman wanted to continue the oil business, and we kept Chapman Exploration as the operating entity.
Let's come back then to you again. Your job at first was a gopher.
That's right.
And your degree was in education.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get into the dollars and the dollar signs of this business? How does that happen?
That was very difficult for me. I'd never been around great wealth. And actually, my first job with him, they sent me to Great Bend, Kansas, where we had three drilling rigs and an engineering and geological office for our production in Kansas. I left Colorado and came to Tulsa on August 1st, went to work full-time in 1963. The first place they sent me the following week was Great Bend, Kansas. Now, I'm from Boulder, been up there for a few years, and it's nice and cool and beautiful. And Great Bend, Kansas is flat and hot and windy, dirty. I really didn't like my job very well.
And what was your job then?
Well, I was out on the rigs, you know, those drilling rigs and working with the roustabouts on the production that we had. Just trying to learn the business from the ground roots up.
So you knew there was a greater mission involved other than just pushing tools around at the moment, which seemed not very interesting. Is that true, or could you see beyond what you were doing at that moment?
Really, at that point, I couldn't see beyond what I was doing. And I was wondering, what am I going to be doing, you know, 5 years from now? But after several months in the field, I was sent back to Tulsa and put in the accounting department. And I may have disliked working in the accounting department more than I disliked the field, because I just didn't like sitting behind a desk looking at figures all day long. But Mr. Chapman was wanting me to be exposed to all aspects of the business.
Did he tell you that when you went to Kansas, that I want you to get involved in everything?
No.
Okay, it was then when you were brought in to Tulsa, and like you work in accounting, mm-hmm. He probably then said to you, I want you more exposed.
He did at that time.
So then you said, aha, now I'm kind of getting the picture?
No, I really didn't at that time. I mean, there were a lot of people involved in our business at that time, and I'm one of the youngest ones. There are a lot of people ahead of me, but there were very few people that knew him like I did. I mean, I had personal contact with him.
Because you had been fishing and hunting and all those kind of things. You'd been building as you were 22 or 23
That's
years
right.
old.
But I didn't know that I was building. It
right.
was just happening.
So he felt a special affinity to you when you came into the office. Mm-hmm. I like this guy and I want him around.
Well, he spent time with me. You know, he would come into my office. He would call me and ask me to come to his home and we'd discuss certain things. He didn't come to the office on a regular basis. You go to him. I remember he told me one time he was off in Europe and wanted me to come over, and he says, you know, I pay people to come to me so I don't have to go to the office. Well, in your 20s, that's great.
So you work in the accounting, but by that time you knew you'd caught the eye of H.A. Chapman. So no matter how difficult that was for you to sit behind that desk, you know, I got to stay here. Is that true?
Yes, in a sense. I had a job offer. We moved from the Enterprise building. That's where I first went to work on 6th and Boston, next door to Nelson's Buffeteria. Shortly, within 2-3 years after I went to work for him, we moved to the old NBT building.
The one at 3rd and Boston?
That's right. The Chapman family controlled the interest of that bank. We officed at 501 NBT building and was there for many, many years. On the fifth floor was Travelers Insurance. Their regional office. They had a much larger office than we had. I don't know how I became friends with the manager of that office, but he came down to see me one day and wanted me to consider going to work for Travelers. They would put me in a training program where I'd have to go to New York for 6 months and go through their training program. Then I would be a regional manager somewhere, but they wouldn't tell me where that might be. They were offering me more money than I was making for Chapman at the time I got out of their school, and I strongly considered that. But I didn't really want to go to Bismarck, North Dakota, or Fargo, or some place I had never been that I just didn't like. And they would not commit on where you might go, not even to a region. So I turned that down, and that was one of my more wise decisions.